The city's original proposal would have resulted in a 27% property tax increase, but commissioners approved a new number during their Wednesday meeting. Under the new 23% bump, city officials say the average homeowner will pay an extra $7.08 each month. Budget and policy manager Heath Beach says that's a tentative number, but it isn't likely to grow.
This is setting what we like to call the maximum millage rate. The state wants us to, they by statute make it easier for us to reduce the millage rate going forward.
He says it's nearly impossible to increase it. Meanwhile, commissioners are still hammering out the details of just what that money will pay for. While most of the commission voiced concern during an earlier meeting about privacy and the cost of supporting a body camera program for police officers, Mayor Andrew Gillum is pushing to get funding for a matching grant back in the spending plan.
The last-minute items that have been added in, some big and some small, bumped out, a very, very major piece of my motivation for wanting to support this budget, and that was the transparency that will be offered and the additional protection that will be offered through the purchase of these body cameras. And the fact that we are facing a federal match, and those matches don't last for long, is incentive enough to spend that money, half that money, now.
One of the items in question is called Governor's Walk. It's part of a plan to connect the city's downtown to the Governor's Mansion. Gillum says that project wasn't slated to get started for several years, but Commissioner Gil Ziffer says the board agreed during their planning retreat to move the timetable up. A faster timeline would coincide with a state effort to create a park and museum in the lot adjoining the mansion. And Ziffer points out body cameras were not a part of the original budget from the chief of police.
It got in there somehow since then. And the reason is some of the things we've been talking about, and that is there's still some concerns, there's still some unanswered questions. And for us, I think, to get into it at this point, while there does provide transparency, while it does provide some of the opportunities you suggested, Mayor, in case there's an altercation or situation where there is contradictory stories, the fact is there's still too many unanswered questions.
Ziffer says he supports the public safety budget, but wants to support it as he says it was originally presented, without the body cameras. And the smaller tax increase will mean additional belt tightening. Part of that includes smaller merit increases for city employees. Departments will also be asked to reduce expenditures and look for vacant positions that can be cut. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.